descending through a star-studded sky to a magical kingdom at twilight. As a steam train chugs across a winding river, a flag flutters from the tallest spire of a fairy tale castle, and fireworks explode all around. A streak of golden light arcs over the castle, then dissolves. Disney. A desk lamp bounces to the letter I in the word Pixar, then jumps up and down on it until it's squashed flat. Pixar Animation Studios. A scattered trail of red petals lead to a candle-lit shrine festooned with flowers and food. An elderly woman with hunched shoulders lights another candle. Disney presents a Pixar Animation Studios film. Coco.
Sometimes I think I'm cursed because of something that happened before I was even born. See, a long time ago, there was this family. The papa, he was a musician. He and his family would sing and dance and count their blessings. But he also had a dream to play for the world. And one day, he left with his guitar and never returned.
In a paper cutout, the man's wife's expression changes from sadness to anger.
And the mama? She didn't have time to cry over that walkaway musician. After banishing all music from her life, she found a way to provide for her daughter. She rolled up her sleeves and she learned to make shoes.
The woman holds up a pair of shoes.
She could have made candy, or fireworks, or sparkly underwear for wrestlers. But no, she chose shoes. Then she taught her daughter to make shoes. And later, she taught her son-in-law. Then her grandkids got roped in. As her family grew, so did the business. Music had torn her family apart, but shoes held them all together. You see, that woman was my great-great-grandmother, Mama Imelda. She died way before I was born, but my family still tells her story every year on Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. And her little girl, she's my great-grandmother, Mama Coco. Hola, Mama Coco.
How are you, Julio?
Actually, my name is Miguel. Mama Coco has trouble remembering things. But it's good to talk to her anyway. So I tell her pretty much everything.
I used to run like this, but now I run like this. It's just way faster. And the winner is... Luchadora Coco!
I have a dimple on this side, but not on this side.
Dimple? No dimple.
Dimple? No dimple.
Miguel, eat your food.
My abuelita, she's Mama Coco's daughter.
Oh, you're a twig, mijo. Have some more.
No, gracias.
I asked if you would like more tamales.
See?
That's what I thought you said.
Abuelita runs our house just like Mama Imelda did.
No music. No music. No music!
I think we're the only family in Mexico who hates music. And my family's fine with that. But me?
Be back by lunch, mijo.
Love you, Mama. I am not like the rest of my family.
Hola, Miguel.
Hola.
Miguel plays air guitar, then buys a snack.
Muchas gracias.
De nada, Miguel.
He bangs on a bin lid.
Hey, Nancy! Sit down. I know I'm not supposed to love music, but it's not my fault. It's his, Ernesto de la Cruz, the greatest musician of all time.
Right here in this very plaza, the young Ernesto de la Cruz took his first steps toward becoming the most beloved singer in Mexican history.
He started out a total nobody from Santa Cecilia, like me. But when he played music, he made people fall in love with him. He starred in movies. He had the coolest guitar. He could fly. And he wrote the best songs. But my all-time favorite, it's...
Remember me. Though I have to say goodbye, remember me. Don't let it make you cry. For even if I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you each night we are apart. Remember me. Though I have to travel far, remember me. Each time you hear a sad guitar, know that I'm with you the only way that I can be. Until you're in my arms again.
He lived the kind of life you dream about.
Me.
Until 1942, when he was crushed by a giant bell. I want to be just like him.
Miguel dashes through a graveyard.
Sometimes I look at De La Cruz and I get this feeling like we're connected somehow. Like if he could play music, maybe someday I could too. If it wasn't for my family.
Ay, 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 muchacho.
Huh?
I asked for a shoeshine, not your life story.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I just can't really talk about any of this at home, so...
Look, if I were you, I'd march right up to my family and say, hey, I'm a musician. Deal with it.
I could never say that.
You are a musician, no?
I don't know. I mean, I only really play for myself.
Ah, did De La Cruz become the world's best musician by hiding his sweet, sweet skills? No! He walked out onto that plaza and he played out loud. Ah, mira, mira, they're setting up for tonight. The music competition for Dia de Muertos. You want to be like your hero? You should sign up.
My family would freak.
Look, if you're too scared, then well, have fun making shoes. Come on, what did De La Cruz always say?
Seize your moment.
Show me what you got, muchacho. I'll be your first audience.
Miguel is about to strum the strings of the mariachi's guitar.
Miguel!
Abuelita!
What are you doing here?
You
leave my grandson alone.
Doña, please. I was just getting a shine.
I know your tricks, mariachi. What did he say to you?
He was just showing me his guitar.
Shame on you.
My grandson is a sweet little angelito, querido cielito. He wants no part of your music, mariachi. You keep away from him. Ay, pobrecito. Estás bien, mijo. You know better than to be here in this place. You will come home now.
Miguel lingers, then snatches a poster for the music competition off a board and stuffs it into his bag.
How many times have we told you? That plaza is crawling with mariachis.
Yes, tío Alberto.
No. Go away, you. Go.
It's just Dante.
Never name a street dog. They'll follow you forever. Now, go get my shoe.
Miguel slumps onto a stool in the family workshop.
I found your son in Mariachi Plaza.
Miguel.
You know how Abuelita feels about the plaza.
I was just shining shoes.
A musician's shoes.
But the plaza's where the foot traffic is.
If Abuelita says no more plaza, then no more plaza.
But what about tonight?
What's tonight?
Well, they're having this talent show, and I thought I might...
Sign up?
Well, maybe. You have to have talent to be in a talent show.
What are you gonna do? Shine shoes?
Oh! It's Dia de los Muertos. No one's going anywhere. Tonight is about family. Psst. Ofrenda room. Vámonos.
Abuelita wheels Mama Coco into the ofrenda room, a shrine dedicated to family members who have passed on.
Don't give me that look. Dia de los Muertos is the one night of the year our ancestors can come visit us. We've put their photos on the ofrenda so their spirits can cross over. That is very important. If we don't put them up, they can't come. We made all this food, set out the things they loved in life, mijo. All this work to bring the family together. I don't want you sneaking off to who knows where. Are you going?
I thought we were done.
Ay, Dios mío. Being part of this family means being here for this family. I don't want to see you end up like...
Like Mama Coco's papa?
Never mention that man. He's better off forgotten.
You're the one who... I was just... But I was...
Papa? Papa is home.
Mama, cálmese, cálmese.
Papa is coming home.
No, Mama, it's okay. I'm here.
Who are you?
Rest, Mama. I'm hard on you because I care, Miguel. Miguel? Miguel? What are we going to do with that boy? You're right. That's just what he needs.
Out in an alley, the stray dog Dante, who has manic googly eyes and his tongue permanently hanging out of the corner of his mouth, climbs up into the low branches of a tree and has a good scratch on a tin roof before sneaking into a loft and catching out a guilty-looking Miguel.
Oh, it's you. Get in here. Come on, Dante. Hurry up. You're gonna get me in trouble, boy. Someone could hear me.
A homemade guitar.
I wish someone wanted to hear me. Other than you. Perfecto.
Miguel pulls aside a curtain, then kneels in front of his own shrine dedicated to Ernesto de la Cruz. He lights a couple of candles, then sets one down in front of the album cover for Remember Me, which features a picture of Ernesto smiling and holding a white guitar with a skull face on the headstock. Miguel picks up his handmade guitar, which he's tried to decorate in the same way. He pushes a videotape into a machine.
I have to sing. I have to play. The music, it's not just in me. It is me. When life gets me down, I play my guitar. The rest of the world may follow the rules, but I must follow my heart. You know that feeling? Like there's a song in the air and it's playing just for you.
A feeling so close, you will reach out and touch it.
Miguel is playing along with Ernesto.
You must have faith, sister.
Oh, my padre, he will never listen.
He will listen to music.
Only a song.
Miguel closes his eyes and has a look of peaceful contentment as he plays his guitar.
Never underestimate the power of music. You by. You must seize it. Señor de la Cruz, what did it take for you to seize your moment? I had to have faith in my dream. No one was going to hand it to me. It was up to me to reach for that dream, grab it tight, and make it come true.
No more hiding, Dante. I gotta seize my moment. I'm gonna play in Mariachi Plaza if it kills me.
Abuelita.
Día de los Muertos has begun.
No. We have to make a clear path. The petals guide our ancestors' home. We don't want them to see it.
Miguel jumps down from the roof holding his guitar and accompanied by Dante.
Mama, where should we put this table?
In the courtyard, Nichols.
You want it down by the kitchen?
Si. Next to the other one.
Get under!
Miguel?
Nothing? Mama, Papa, I...
Miguel, your abuelita had the most wonderful idea. We've all decided. It's time you joined us in the workshop.
What?
No more shining shoes. You will be making them every day after school.
Oh, our Miguelito carrying on the family tradition. And on Dia de los Muertos, your ancestors will be so proud. You'll craft huaraches just like your tia Victoria.
And wingtips like your papa Julio.
But what if I'm no good at making shoes?
Ay, Miguel.
You have your family here to guide you. You are a Rivera. And a Rivera is...
a shoemaker, through and through.
That's my boy! Ha-ha! Berto, break out the good stuff! Hey. I
wanna make it. Abuelita smothers Miguel in kisses before heading out of the ofrenda room.
Dante! No, Dante, stop!
Miguel drags Dante off the shrine, and a photo of Mama Imelda topples off and smashes on the floor.
No.
He picks up the photo and realizes that it's been folded over, and the man with his face ripped out is actually holding a very familiar-looking guitar.
De la Cruz's guitar?
Papa.
Mama Coco, is your papa Ernesto de la Cruz?
Papa.
Miguel hurries to his Ernesto shrine and compares the guitar in the photo to the one on the album cover.
Papa! It's him! I know who Miguel's grandfather was!
Miguel, get down from there!
Mama Coco's father was Ernesto de la Cruz!
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna be a musician!
What is all this? You keep secrets from your own family?
It's all that time he spends in the plaza.
Fills his head with crazy fantasies.
It's not a fantasy. That man was Ernesto de la Cruz, the greatest musician of all time.
We've never known anything about this man. But whoever he was, he still abandoned his family. This is no future for my son.
But, Papa, you said my family would guide me. Well, de la Cruz is my family. I'm supposed to play music.
Never! That man's music was a curse. I will not allow it.
If you would just...
Miguel.
You will listen to your family. No more music.
Just listen to me play.
End of argument.
You want to end up like that man? Forgotten? Left off your family's ofrenda?
I don't care if I'm on some stupid ofrenda. No!
Mama!
Abuelita smashes Miguel's guitar.
There. No guitar, no music. Oh, come. You'll feel better after you eat with your family.
I don't want to be in this family!
Miguel!
Having snatched the photo from his father's hand, Miguel races through the town, tears shimmering in his eyes. He runs up to a woman standing on the steps of a bandstand in the plaza.
I want to play in the plaza, like de la Cruz. Can I still sign up?
You got an instrument?
No, but if I can borrow a guitar...
Musicians gotta bring their own instruments. You find a guitar kit, I'll put you on the list.
Excuse me, can I borrow your guitar?
Sorry, muchacho.
You guys have a spare guitar?
No.
I need a guitar just for a little bit.
Get out of here, kid.
Miguel turns away, disheartened. Then he stares up at the vast statue of Ernesto de la Cruz.
Great-great-grandfather? What am I supposed to do?
A plaque on the base of the statue bears the words, "Seize your moment," and Miguel stares at the guitar in the old family photo before lifting his gaze to the identical instrument in the statue's hands. The town cemetery is glowing with candlelight and packed with family members visiting the graves of their ancestors. Miguel is making his way to the vast monument to Ernesto in the center of the graveyard.
No, Dante, stop! Cállate!
Shh! Miguel tosses a chicken leg from an offering, and Dante chases after it. Miguel peers in through a window and sees Ernesto's guitar attached to a wall. He clambers up onto the sill and gives the window a rattle, but it's locked.
Sorry.
He waits for a firework to explode to cover the sound of his breaking in. He tiptoes across the marble floor, his eyes fixed on the white guitar with decorative black swirls. As he climbs up onto a tomb, the lid shifts slightly. He tentatively reaches out and presses his fingertips to the strings before wiping away a layer of dust on the body, then looking up at a portrait of Ernesto.
Señor de la Cruz, please don't be mad. I'm Miguel, your great-great-grandson. I need to borrow this. Our family thinks music is a curse. None of them understand, but I know you would have. You would have told me to follow my heart, to seize my moment. So, if it's all right with you, I'm gonna play in the plaza, just like you did.
The moment he strums the strings, the petals beneath his feet glow and are ruffled by a sudden breeze.
The guitar! It's gone! Americo de la Cruz
guitar! The wind is blowing! Miguel cowers against a wall as someone unlocks the door.
All right, who's in there?
I'm sorry, it's not what it looks like. De la Cruz is my...
There's nobody here!
The man walks right through Miguel, who now has a glowing orange outline. In a panic, he dashes outside. No one can see him. And when he tries to touch someone, his hand passes through them.
Miguel! Mama!
Miguel, come home!
Miguel falls through his mother and into a grave.
Dios mío! Little boy, are you okay? Here, let me help you.
Thanks.
The woman who pulled Miguel from the grave was a skeleton. Terrified, he bumps into more skeletons, and one of their heads falls off and lands in his hands.
Do you mind?
More skeletons close in on the terrified boy, who runs off and hides behind a gravestone. He fearfully peeps over the top and sees the glowing skeletons moving in amongst the living. A skeleton man picks up a ghost bottle of wine, and an elderly couple coo over a child.
Look how big she's getting.
Miguel slaps himself.
Dante! You can see me? Wait! What's going on? Dante! I'm sorry!
Miguel?
You're here! Here! And you can see us?
Remind me how I know you.
We're your family, mijo.
Tia Rosita?
Sí.
Papa Julio?
Hola.
Tia Victoria?
He doesn't seem entirely dead.
He's not quite alive either.
We need Mama Imelda. She'll know how to fix this.
Oye!
It's Mama Imelda. She couldn't cross over. She's stuck on the other side.
Tio Oscar? Tio Felipe?
Oh, hey, Miguel.
I have a feeling this has something to do with you.
But if Mama Imelda can't come to us...
Then we are going to her. Vámonos.
Papa Julio takes Miguel by the hand and leads him to a vast orange bridge. As the dead pass through an invisible force field into the land of the living, they take on an amber glow.
Whoa. Come on, Miguel. It's okay.
As they cross the bridge, Miguel realizes he's walking on petals, scoops some up in his hands.
Dante? Dante? Dante, wait up! You gotta stay with me, boy. We don't know...
Miguel looks up and sees the vast city of the dead, with warmly lit buildings piled one on top of the other. He looks to one side and sees more bridges spanning the gap between the two worlds.
This isn't a dream, then. You're all really out there.
You thought we weren't?
Well, I don't know. I thought it might have been one of those made-up things that adults tell kids, like vitamins.
Miguel, vitamins are a real thing.
Well, now I'm thinking maybe they could be.
Mija, it's not nice to stare at. Ay, so come on.
A striped, dragon-like creature soars overhead, then comes in to land.
Are those... alebrijes! But those are...
Real alebrijes. Spirit creatures.
They guide souls on their journey.
Watch your step. They make caquitas everywhere.
Welcome back to the land of the dead. Please have all offerings ready for re-entry.
Welcome back. Anything to declare?
Some churros from my family.
How wonderful!
If you're experiencing travel...
Miguel looks round in amazement and sees a couple passing through the departures gate. They're scanned, and photos of them when they were alive appear on a screen.
Oh, your photos are in your son's ofrenda. Have a great visit.
Gracias. Gracias.
And remember to return before sunrise. Enjoy your visit.
Next. Your photos are your dentist's ofrenda. Enjoy your visit.
Gracias.
Next.
Yes, it is I, Frida Kahlo. Shall we skip the scanner? I'm on so many ofrendas, it'll just overwhelm your blinky thingy.
Well, shoot. Looks like no one put up your photo, Frida.
Okay, when I said I was Frida just now, that was a lie. And I apologize for doing that.
No photo on an ofrenda, no crossing the bridge.
You know what? I'm just gonna zip right over. You won't even know I'm gone.
The rather shabbily dressed skeleton makes a run for the bridge and staggers into the petals and tries to swim through them.
Almost there. Just a little further.
A pair of security guards.
Oopsie daisy.
Fine, okay. Fine, who cares? Dumb flower bridge!
Aw, I don't know what I'd do if no one put up my photo.
Next?
Oh, Camilo, it's our turn.
Welcome back, amigos. Anything to declare?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Hola.
The guard's jaw drops off in shock. Now, Miguel, Dante, and members of the Rivera family are crossing a walkway over train tracks. He's drawing odd looks from skeletal passers-by.
I miss my nose.
Two astonished guards push open the doors to the Department of Family Reunions.
Come on, help us out, amigo. We gotta get to a dozen ofrendas tonight.
We are not visiting your ex-wife's family for Dia de Muertos. I demand to speak to the person in charge.
I'm sorry, senora. It says here no one put up your photo.
My family always puts my photo on the ofrenda. That devil box tells you nothing but lies.
Mama Imelda?
Familia. They wouldn't let me cross the bridge. Tell this woman and her devil box that my photo is on the ofrenda.
Well, we never made it to the ofrenda.
What?
We ran into a...
Miguel?
Mama Imelda.
What is going on?
You the Rivera family? Well, you're cursed.
What?
Dia de los Muertos is a night to give to the dead. You stole from the dead.
But I wasn't stealing the guitar.
Guitar?
It was my great-great-grandfather's. He would have wanted me to have it.
We do not speak of that musician. He is dead to this family.
You're all dead?
I'm sorry. Whose alebrije is that?
That's just Dante. He sure doesn't look like an alebrije.
He just looks like a plain old dog or a sausage someone dropped in a barbershop.
Whatever he is, I am terribly allergic.
But Dante doesn't have any hair.
And I don't have a nose, and yet here we are.
But none of this explains why I couldn't cross over.
Oh.
You took my photo off the ofrenda?
It was an accident.
How do we send them back?
Well, since it's a family matter, the way to undo a family curse is to get your family's blessing.
That's it?
Get your family's blessing and everything should go back to normal. But you gotta do it by sunrise.
What happens at sunrise?
Híjole, your hand!
Huh? One of his fingers is half-exposed bone.
Whoa, Miguel, can have you fainting on us.
But not to worry. Your family's here. You can get your blessing right now. Cempasúchil, cempasúchil. Aha! Perdón, señora.
Oh.
Now, you look at the living and say his name.
Miguel.
Nailed it. Now say, I give you my blessing.
I give you my blessing. I give you my blessing to go home, to put my photo back on the ofrenda, and to never play music again.
What? She can't do that?
Well, technically, she can add any condition she wants.
Fine.
Then you hand the petal to Miguel.
Miguel touches the glowing petal and is immediately transported back into Ernesto's shrine. He hurries to the window and looks out across the graveyard.
No skeletons!
He takes Ernesto's guitar.
Mariachi Plaza, here I come!
He's back in the office.
2 seconds and you already break your promise.
This isn't fair, it's my life. You already had yours. Papa Julio, I asked for your blessing. Tia Rosita? Oscar? Felipe? Tia Victoria?
Don't make this hard, mijo. You go home my way or no way.
You really hate music that much?
I will not let you go down the same path he did.
The same path he did? He's family.
Listen to your mama, Imelda.
She's just looking out for
Be
you.
Be reasonable.
Con permiso, I need to visit the restroom.
Be right back.
Should we tell him there are no restrooms in the land of the dead?
Miguel races down a flight of stairs, then hides when he sees his family approaching a guard. He pulls up his hoodie and yanks on the drawstrings.
Vamonos!
We got a family looking for a living boy.
If I want to be a musician, I need a musician's blessing. We gotta find my great grandpa.
Hold it, muchacho.
I found that living boy. Excuse me, folks.
Miguel has managed to sneak away and hide round a corner.
Daddy!
Disturbing the peace, fleeing an officer, falsifying a unibrow.
That's illegal?
Very illegal. You need to clean up your act, amigo.
Amigo?
Oh, that's so nice to hear you say that, because I've just had a really hard Dia de Muertos and I could really use an amigo right now.
And amigos, they help their amigos.
Listen, you get me across that bridge tonight, and I'll make it worth your while. Oh, you like Veracruz? He and I go way back. I can get you front row seats to his sunrise spectacular show. I'll get you backstage. You can meet him. You just gotta let me cross that bridge.
I should lock you up for the rest of the holiday, but my shift's almost up, and I want to visit my living family. So I'm letting you off with a warning.
Can I at least get my costume back?
No. Oh, some amigo.
Hey! You're running all the La Cruz?
Who wants to?
You're alive!
Yeah, I'm alive! And if I want to get back to the land of the living, I need the La Cruz's blessing!
That's weirdly specific.
He's my great-great-grandfather!
He's your what?
Oh!
Wait. Wait. Yes, you're going back to the land of the living.
You know what? Maybe this isn't such
a good... Niño. I can help you. You can help me. We can help each other. But most importantly, you can help me.
Miguel!
I'm Hector.
That's nice.
Miguel!
Miguel runs out of the building.
Espérame, chamaco!
Hector races out after him and they dash away together just as the Riveras burst out of a revolving door.
He is going to get himself killed! I need my spirit guide, Pepita.
A vast green-furred big cat with bird of prey-like wings flies down to Imelda.
Who has that perro Miguel touched?
Nice alebrije.
Having sniffed the petal, Pepita, who has curled horns on her head, takes off in pursuit of Miguel. Hector's putting makeup on Miguel's face.
Hey, hold still. Look up, a ver, look up, up.
He's giving him a skeleton makeover.
Okay. Hey, ta-da! There's the doorknob.
So listen, Miguel, this place runs on memories. When you're well remembered, people put up your photo and you get to cross the bridge and visit the living on Dia de Muertos. Unless you're me.
You don't get to cross over.
No one's ever put up my picture. But you can change that!
This is you?
Muy guapo, eh?
So, you get me to my great-great-grandpa, then I put up your photo when I get home?
Such a smart boy! Yes, great idea, yes!
One hiccup. Veracruz is a tough guy to get to, and I need to cross that bridge soon. Like tonight!
So you got any other family here, you know? Someone a bit more accessible?
Nope.
Don't yank my chain, chamaco. You gotta have some of the family.
Only De La Cruz. If you can't help me, I'll find it myself.
Oh. Okay, kid, fine. I'll get you to your great-great-grandpa.
It's not gonna be easy, you know? He's a busy man. Well, what are you doing?
I'm walking like a skeleton, blending in.
No, skeletons don't walk like that.
It's how you walk.
No, I don't. Stop it!
Whoa! Ernesto de la Cruz's sunrise spectacular? ¡Qué padre!
Every year, your great-great-grandpa puts on the dumb show to mark the end of Día de Muertos.
And you can get us in! Hey, you said you had front row tickets.
That was a lie. I apologize for that.
Cool off, chamaco. Come on, I'll get you to him.
How?
Because I happen to know where he's rehearsing.
The two of them approach a building, and Hector fires one of his arms like an arrow up to the top floor, where it knocks on a window. A woman working on a costume comes over and opens the window, shaking her head.
You better have my dress, Hector!
Hola, Ceci!
She releases a ladder, and Miguel and Hector climb up.
Hola.
Ceci! I lost the dress.
Ay, ya lo sabía. I got a dress 40 dancers by sunrise.
As the two skeletons argue, Miguel follows Dante out.
We shouldn't be in here.
They head through a vast backstage area and pass a female skeleton modeling nude for an artist. An Ana Blijes in monkey form comes out from underneath the papier-mâché head and jumps on Dante. The monkey leaps onto the shoulder of Frida Kahlo.
Yo, how did you get in here?
I just followed my...
Oh, the mighty Xolo dog, guider of wandering spirits.
In whose spirit have you guided to me?
I don't think he's a spirit guide.
The alebrijes of this world can take many forms. They are as mysterious as they are powerful.
Her monkey breathes fire.
Or maybe he's just a dog. Come! I need your eyes! You are the audience. Darkness! And from the darkness, a giant papaya! Dancers emerge from the papaya, and the dancers are all me! And they go to drink from the milk of their mother, who is a cactus, but who is also me! And her milk is not milk, but tears. Is it too obvious?
I think it's just the right amount of obvious. It could use some music.
Oh, what if you did like... Tum, 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 tum.
Oh, and then it could go... Da-da-da, 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 da-da-da.
What? And what if everything was on fire? Yes, fire everywhere. Inspired. You have the spirit of an artist. The dance of sexy, the music fades, the lights go out, and Ernesto de la Cruz rises to the stage.
A makeshift Ernesto.
Huh? He does a couple of songs, the sun rises, everyone cheers.
Excuse me, where's the real de la Cruz?
Ernesto doesn't do rehearsals. He's too busy hosting that fancy party at the top of his tower.
Hector.
Chamaco, you can't run off on me like that. Come on, stop pestering the celebrity.
You said my great-great-grandpa would be here. He's halfway across town throwing some big party.
That bum.
Who doesn't show up to his own rehearsal?
If you're such good friends, how come he didn't invite you?
He's your great-great-grandpa. How come he didn't invite you? Hey, Gustavo, you know anything about this party?
It's the hot ticket. But if you're not on the guest list, you're never getting in, chorizo.
Hey, it's chorizo!
Very funny, guys, very funny.
Chorizo?
This guy's famous. Go on. Ask him how he died.
I don't want to talk about it.
He choked on some chorizo!
I didn't choke, okay? I got food poisoning, which is a big difference. This is why I don't like musicians. Bunch of self-important jerks.
Hey, I'm a musician.
You are?
Well, if you really want to get to Ernesto, there is that music competition at the Plaza de la Cruz. Winner gets to play at his party.
No, chamaco, you are loco. If you think...
I need to get my great-great-grandfather's blessing. You know where I can get a guitar?
I know a guy.
Pepita has found her way to the underpass where Hector put the makeup on Miguel. Imelda.
Have you found him, Pepita? Have you found our boy?
A footprint!
It's a Rivera boot.
Size 7 and a half.
Pronated. Miguel.
Pepita snorts, and her breath illuminates a trail of footprints. More of Miguel's bones are showing.
Why the heck would you want to be a musician?
My great-great-grandpa was a musician.
Who spent his life performing like a monkey for complete strangers? Ah, no, no, thank you, no.
What do you know? So, how far is this guitar anyway?
We're almost there.
Hector jumps off a ledge.
Keep up, Chamaco, come on!
They enter a kind of shanty town.
These people are all your family?
Yeah, in a way. We're all the ones with no fotos or ofrendas.
No family to go home to.
Nearly forgotten, you know? So we all call each other cousin or tío or whatever.
A froggish spirit guide hops in front of Dante.
Tía Chelo!
Hey! Muchas gracias.
Save some for me. Is Chicharron around?
In the bungalow. I don't know if he's in the mood for visitors.
Ah, who doesn't like a visit from cousin Hector?
Hector bursts into a hut and takes a hat off the face of a male skeleton lying in a hammock.
Buenas noches, Chicharrón.
I don't want to see your stupid face, Hector.
Come on, it's Dia de Muertos. I brought you a little offering.
Get out of here.
I would, Chich. But the thing is, me and my friend Miguel... We really need to borrow your guitar.
My guitar?
Yes.
My prized, beloved guitar?
I promise we'll bring it right back.
Like the time you promised to bring back my van? Or my mini fridge?
Oh, you see.
Or my good napkins? My lasso? My femur?
No, no, not like those times.
Where's my femur? You.
Oh, oh. You okay, amigo?
I'm fading, Hector. I can feel it. I couldn't even play that thing if I wanted to. You play me something.
No, you know I don't play anymore, Cheech. The guitar's for the kid.
You want it. You got to earn it.
Only for you, amigo. Any requests?
You know my favorite, Hector.
Looking taken aback, Miguel sits down. Hector expertly plays the guitar with his bony hands.
Well, everyone knows Juanita. Her eyes each a different color. Her teeth stick out and her chin goes in. And her... knuckles, they drag on the floor.
Those aren't the words.
There are children present.
Her hair is like a briar. She stands in a bow-legged stance. And if I weren't so ugly, she'd possibly give me a chance.
Brings back memories. Gracias.
Hector looks mournful as Chicharron glows orange, then his skeleton turns to gold dust and is blown away across the water. His tatty hat falls onto the floor and Dante whimpers. Hector raises a glass and drinks to the departed soul.
Wait, what happened?
He's been forgotten. When there's no one left in the living world who remembers you, you disappear from this world. We call it the final death.
Where did he go?
No one knows.
But I've met him. I could remember him when I go back.
No, it doesn't work like that, Chamaco.
our memories, they have to be passed down by those who knew us in life, in the stories they tell about us. But there's no one left alive to pass down Chicha's stories. Hey, it happens to everyone eventually.
Come on, De La Cruzito. You've got a contest to win.
Now, Miguel and Hector are traveling in a floating tram that passes in between the brightly lit buildings.
You told me you hated musicians. You never said you were one.
How do you think I knew your great-great-grandpa? We used to play music together. Taught him everything he knows.
No manches.
You played with Ernesto de la Cruz, the greatest musician of all time?
Oh, you're funny. Greatest eyebrows of all time, maybe, but his music? Not so much.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Welcome to the Plaza de la Cruz. Showtime, chamaco.
They jump down from the back of the tram. A blue-haired skeleton on a stage.
Bienvenidos a todos! Who's ready for some música? It's the battle of the bands, amigos. The winner gets to play for the maestro himself. Ernesto de la Cruz at his fiesta tonight!
So ticket, muchacho!
Let the competition begin!
A variety of musicians, including a rock band, a barking dog chorus, and three grim reapers playing accordions. Backstage.
So, what's the plan? What are you gonna play?
Definitely remember me.
No, not that one, no.
Come on, it's his most popular song.
Ah, it's too popular.
Remember me, though I have to travel for remember me.
Don't let it make you cry.
What about Poco Loco?
Epa, now that's a song.
De la Cruzito, you're on standby.
Los Chachalacos, you're up next.
A band of brass-playing skeletons in pink jackets and boots. Miguel's looking disconcerted.
You always this nervous before a performance?
I don't know. I've never performed before.
What? You said you were a musician.
I am. I mean, I will be once I win.
That's your plan? No. You have to win, Miguel. Your life literally depends on your winning. And you've never done this before? I'll go up.
No, I need to do this.
Why?
If I can't go out there and play one song, how can I call myself a musician?
What does that matter?
Because I don't just want to get De La Cruz's blessing. I need to prove that I'm worthy of it.
Oh, that's such a sweet sentiment. That's such a bad time!
Okay, you want to perform?
Then you got to perform! First, you have to loosen up. Shake off those nerves.
Hector shakes his head off.
Now, give me your best grito.
My best grito?
Come on, yell! Belt it out! Ah, it feels good. Okay, now you. Oh, come on, kid.
De la Cruzito, you're on now.
Miguel, look at me.
Hey,
look at me.
Come on, let's go.
You can do this. Grab their attention and don't let it go. Make them listen, chamaco. You got this.
De la Cruzito!
Miguel takes a step back from the mic.
What's he doing? Why is he playing?
Bring back the singing dogs!
Miguel looks to Hector, who shakes, then mimes, letting out a mighty yell. Encouraged by the applause, Miguel starts to play.
What color is the sky? Ay, mi amor, you tell me that it's red. Ay, mi amor, where should I put my shoes? Ay, mi amor, you say put them on your head. Ay, mi amor,
make me un poco loco, un poquitito loco. The way you keep me guessing, I'm nodding and I'm guessing. Now count it as a blessing that I'm only un poco loco.
Dante drags Hector onto the stage and he starts to dance.
Not bad for a dead guy.
Not so bad yourself, gordito.
Eso!
Pepita has followed the trail of footsteps to the plaza.
He's close. Find him.
The love that you make me is just un poco crazy. The sense that you're not making.
The liberties you're taking leaves my goddess shaking. You are just un poco loco.
Dios Oscar and Felipe.
We're looking for a living kid, about 12.
Have you seen a living boy?
Hector lifts Miguel up to stand on his shoulders, then catches him in his arms.
Hey, you did good. I'm proud of you.
Miguel spots his family in amongst the crowd.
Hey, where are you going?
We gotta get out of here.
What? You're crazy. We're about to win this thing.
Damas y caballeros,
I have an emergency announcement. Please be on the lookout for a living boy. Answers to the name of Miguel. Earlier tonight, he ran away from his family. They just want to send him back to the land of the living.
Wait, wait, wait. You said De La Cruz was your only family. The only person who could send you home.
I do have other family, but...
You could have taken my photo back this whole time.
But they hate music. I need a musician's blessing.
You lied to me.
Oh, you're one to talk.
Look at me. I'm being forgotten, Miguel. I don't even know if I'm gonna last the night. I'm not gonna miss my one chance to cross that bridge because you want to live out some stupid musical fantasy.
It's not stupid.
I'm taking you to your family.
Let go of me.
You'll thank me later.
You don't want to help me. You only care about yourself. Keep your dumb photo! No, no, no. Stay away from me!
No! Hey, Chamaco! Where did you go? Chamaco! Sorry! Come back!
Miguel stomps down some steps, then sets off in the direction of Ernesto's tower.
Dante, cállate! No, Dante, stop it! He can't help me! Stop it! Leave me alone! You're not a spirit guide, you're just a dumb dog! Now get out of here!
It's him!
Huh? It's that living boy!
I heard about
him! No. Miguel jumps onto tracks, crossing them a second before a train passes by. Then Pepita lands with a thud right in front of him.
This nonsense ends now, Miguel! I am giving you my blessing and you are going home!
I don't want your blessing!
Miguel, stop! Come back! Miguel!
Miguel climbs through the railings of a locked gate.
I am trying to save your life!
You're ruining my life!
What?
Music's the only thing that makes me happy! And you want to take that away? You'll never understand.
Y aunque la vida me cueste llorona.
Hearing Imelda sing, Miguel turns back.
I thought you hated music.
Oh, I loved it. I remember that feeling when my husband would play and I would sing and nothing else mattered. But when we had Coco, suddenly, there was something in my life that mattered more than music. I wanted to put down roots. He wanted to play for the world. We each made a sacrifice to get what we wanted. Now you must make a choice.
But I don't want to pick sides. Why can't you be on my side? That's what family's supposed to do. Support you. But you never will.
He runs off, leaving her trapped behind the locked gate. Searchlights beam out from the very top of Ernesto's tower. A guard takes down a velvet rope as a silver lift decorated with musical notes arrives to take guests to the party.
Have a good time.
Oh, how exciting!
Oh, El Santo, I'm a big fan. You mind if I...
The guard hands the wrestler his head for a photo.
Gracias, señor.
Invitation?
It's okay. I'm Ernesto's great-great-grandson.
He strikes a pose, but gets unceremoniously booted out, then spots the brass band from the competition.
Disculpen, señores.
Hey, guys, it's Poco Loco.
You were on fire tonight. You too. Hey, musician to musician, I need a favor.
Oh, the competition winners. Congratulations, chicos.
The band file into a lift carriage with Miguel crammed into the horn of a tuba.
Thanks, guys.
The lift delivers them to the palatial mansion at the top of the tower, and the door slides open.
Hey, enjoy the party, little musico!
Gracias!
As Miguel races up a staircase, guests help themselves to party food stuck on the spines of a porcupine, Alabrias. He passes a female guest.
Señor de la Cruz!
Miguel pushes through guests into the house, then gazes in wonder at an array of vast screens all showing Ernesto's films.
When you see your moment, you must let it pass you by. You must seize it.
A troop of swimsuit-clad skeletons dive into a pool. The pool is in the shape of Ernesto's guitar. Miguel is stuck. He looks to one of the screens. With a grin, Miguel climbs up onto the balcony at the top of a grand staircase. He takes a breath. Everyone looks up at him, and the DJ turns the volume down.
Señoras y señores, buenas tardes, buenas noches, buenas tardes, buenas noches, señoritas y señores. To be here with you tonight brings me joy, que alegría. For this music is my language and the world is mi familia. For this music is my language and the world is mi familia. For this music is my language and the world is mi familia. This music is my language.
Miguel falls into the pool, and without a moment's hesitation, Ernesto dives in after him and pulls him out.
Are you all right, niño? It's you. You are that boy, the one who came from the land of the living.
You know about me?
You are all anyone has been talking about. Why have you come here?
I'm Miguel. Your great-great-grandson.
I have a great-great-grandson?
I need your blessing so I can go back home and be a musician just like you. The rest of our family, they wouldn't listen. But I hoped you would.
My boy, with a talent like yours, how could I not listen? I have a great-great-grandson!
Miguel hugs Ernesto.
Look, it's Frida.
Yes, it is I, Frida Kahlo.
It is an honor, señora.
Gracias.
Frida is Hector in disguise.
Hey, Negrete, Infante. Have you met my great-great-grandson?
My great-great-grandson.
He's alive and a musician to boot.
Dimple? No dimple. Dimple? No dimple.
No dimple.
To our friendship, I will move
heaven and earth for you, amigo. Salud!
You know, I did all my own stunts.
Though I have to say goodbye, remember me.
All of this came from my amazing fans in the land of the living. They leave me more offerings than I know what to do with. Hey, what's wrong? Is it too much? You look overwhelmed.
No, it's all great.
But?
It's just, I've been looking up to you my whole life. You're the guy who actually did it. But did you ever regret it? Choosing music over everything else?
It was hard, saying goodbye to my hometown, heading off on my own.
Leaving your family?
Si. But I could not have done it differently. One cannot deny who one is meant to be. And you, my great-great-grandson, are meant to be a musician. You and I, we are artists, Miguel. We cannot belong to one family. The world is our family.
Oh, the fireworks have begun.
The guests head out onto the terrace to watch fireworks that explode into the shape of skulls in the night sky.
Soon the party will move across town for my sunrise spectacular.
Miguel, you must come to the show. You will be my guest of honor.
You mean it?
Of course, my boy.
I can't. I have to get home before sunrise.
Oui, I really do need to get you home. It has been an honor. I am sorry to see you go, Miguel. I hope you die very soon. You know what I mean. Miguel, I give you my blessing.
We had a deal, chamaco.
Who are you? What is the meaning of this? Oh, Frida. I thought you couldn't make it.
You said you'd take back my photo. You promised, Miguel.
You know this man?
I just met him tonight. He told me he knew you.
Hector?
Please, Miguel, put my photo up.
My friend, you're being forgotten.
And whose fault is that?
Hector, please.
Those were my songs you took. My songs that made you famous.
What?
If I'm being forgotten, it's because you never told anyone that I wrote them.
That's crazy. De La Cruz wrote all his own songs.
You want to tell him, or should I?
Hector, I never meant to take credit. We made a great team, but you died, and I only sang your songs because I wanted to keep a part of you alive.
Oh, how generous.
You really did play together.
Look, I don't want to fight about it. I just want you to make it right. Miguel can put my photo up,
Hector,
and I can cross over the bridge. I can see my girl. Ernesto, remember the night I left?
That was a long time ago.
We drank together, and you told me you would move heaven and earth for your amigo. Well, I'm asking you to now.
Heaven and earth? Like in the movie?
What?
That's Don Hidalgo's toast. In the De La Cruz movie, El Camino a Casa.
I'm talking about my real life, Miguel.
No, it's in there.
Never.
Look.
Words spoken. This calls for a toast to our friendship. I would move heaven and earth for you, mi amigo.
But in the movie, Don Hidalgo poisons the drink.
Salud. Poison.
That night, Ernesto. The night I left. We'd been performing on the road for months. I got homesick, and I packed up my songs.
You want to give up now, when we're this close to reaching our dream?
This was your dream. You'll manage.
I can't do this without your songs, Hector.
I'm going home, Ernesto. Hate me if you want, but my mind is made up.
Oh, I could never hate you. If you must go, then I'm sending you off with a toast. To our friendship, I would move heaven and earth for you, mi amigo. Salud!
They toast, then drink.
You walked me to the train station, but I felt a pain in my stomach. I thought it must have been something I ate.
Perhaps it was that chorizo, my friend.
Or something I drank. I woke up dead.
poisoned me.
You're confusing movies with reality, Hector.
All this time, I thought it was just bad luck. I never thought that you might have. That you...
How could you?
Hector!
Security! Security!
You took everything away from me! You rat!
Have him taken care of. He's not well.
I just wanted to go back home! No!
I apologize. Where were we?
You were going to give me your blessing.
Yes, see. Miguel, my reputation, it is very important to me. I would hate to have you think...
That you murdered Hector for his songs?
You don't think that, do you?
No. Everyone knows you're the good guy.
Ernesto tucks Hector's photo into his pocket.
Papa Ernesto, my blessing?
Security! Take care of Miguel. He'll be extending his stay.
What? But I'm your family!
And Hector was my best friend. Success doesn't come for free, Miguel. You have to be willing to do whatever it takes to seize your moment. I know you understand.
Two burly security guards hurl Miguel into a watery pit. He surfaces, then treads water for a moment before swimming over to a rocky ledge and crawling out. Reflected light shimmers on the stone walls. Drops to his knees, helpless, then stares at his hands that are almost completely skeletal. He hangs his head, then whips it round when he hears a sound and sees Hector staggering out of a cavern.
Hector?
Kid?
Oh, Hector! You were right. I should have gone back to my family.
Hey.
They told me not to be like De La Cruz. But I didn't listen.
Hey, okay.
I told them I didn't care if they remembered me. I didn't care if I was on their stupid ofrenda.
Hey, chamaco, it's okay. It's okay.
I told them I didn't care. Hector! Hector!
She's forgetting me.
Who?
My daughter.
She's... the reason you wanted to cross the bridge.
I just wanted to see her again. I never should have left Santa Cecilia. I wish I could apologize. I wish I could tell her that her papa was trying to come home. That he loved her so much. My Coco.
Coco?
Miguel takes the photo of Imelda and Coco out of his pocket. He gives it to Hector.
Where did you get this?
That's my mama Coco. That's my mom Imelda. Is that... you?
The torn out portion.
Where...
Family?
They share a gentle smile of recognition. Then Hector touches his bony thumb to the face of the little girl in the photograph.
I always hoped I'd see her again. That she'd miss me. Maybe put up my photo. But it never happened. You know the worst part? Even if I never got to see Coco in the living world, I thought at least one day I'd see her here. Give her the biggest hug. But she's the last person who remembers me. The moment she's gone from the living world...
You disappear from this one. You'll never get to see her.
Ever again. You know,
I wrote her a song once. We used to sing it every night at the same time, no matter how far apart we were. What I wouldn't give to sing it to her one last time.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me, don't let it make you cry. For even if I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you each night we are apart. Remember me.
Papa.
Though I have to travel far, remember me. Each time you hear a sad guitar, know that I'm with you the only way that I can be. Until you're in my arms again, remember me.
He stole your guitar? He stole your songs? You should be the one the world remembers, not De La Cruz.
I didn't write Remember Me for the world. I wrote it for Coco. I'm a pretty sorry excuse for a great-great-grandpa.
Are you kidding? A minute ago, I thought I was related to a murderer. You're a total upgrade. My whole life, there's been something that made me different. And I never knew where it came from. But now I know. It comes from you. I'm proud we're family. I'm proud to be his family! Dante? Dante! It's Dante!
Pepita joins Dante at the edge of the pit with Imelda on her back.
Imelda!
Hector!
You look good!
Pepita soars out of the pit, with Hector clinging to her tail, and Miguel and Dante sitting behind Imelda.
Dante! You knew he was my papa Hector the whole time! You are a real spirit guide!
Who's a good spirit guide? You are!
Dante's tongue finally slips back inside his mouth, and his body is suddenly transformed into bright colors and patterns. He sprouts little wings and tries to fly, but plummets into the clouds below.
Dante!
He appears behind Miguel, flapping his wings with his skinny body dangling awkwardly. Pepita soars majestically through the sky, with Dante galloping on air behind her. The rest of the family are looking up, wearing worried expressions. Pepita lands, and Miguel slides down her wing to be greeted by his jubilant relatives. Hector offers Imelda his hand, but she ignores him. Dante comes in for an ungainly landing. Then Pepita gives Miguel a huge lick.
Mijo, I was so worried. Thank goodness we found you in time. And you... How many times must I turn you away?
Imelda.
I want nothing to do with you. Not in life, not in death. I spent decades protecting my family from your mistakes. He spends 5 minutes with you and I have to fish him out of a sinkhole.
I wasn't in there because of Hector. He was in there because of me. He was just trying to get me home. I didn't want to listen, but he was right. Nothing is more important than family. I'm ready to accept your blessing. And your conditions. But first, I need to find De La Cruz to get Hector's photo.
What?
So he can see Coco again. Hector should be on our ofrenda. He's part of our family.
He left this family.
He tried to go home to you and Coco, but De La Cruz murdered him.
It's true, Imelda.
And so what if it's true? You leave me alone with a child to raise and I'm just supposed to forgive you?
Imelda, I...
Hector!
I'm running out of time. It's Coco.
She's forgetting you.
You don't have to forgive him. But we shouldn't forget him.
I wanted to forget you. I wanted Coco to forget you too, but...
This is my fault. Not yours. I'm sorry, Imelda.
Miguel, if we help you get his photo, you will return home. No more music.
Family comes first.
I can't forgive you. But I will help you. So how do we get to De La Cruz?
I might know a way.
A vast arena has been packed out by the dead for Ernesto's Sunrise Spectacular. The lights dim, and the conductor of the orchestra waves his baton. A spotlight illuminates a giant papaya on the stage. Huge flames appear on massive screens, and dancers dressed as Frida burst out from the papaya seeds, overseen by an enormous Carlo cactus. The Rivera family scamper out of the papaya and sneak across the stage as huge eyes fill the screens.
Good luck, muchacho.
Gracias, Frida.
Backstage, the family take off their costumes and monobrows.
Here, let me help you.
Don't touch me.
Everyone clear on the plan?
Find Hector's photo.
Give it to Miguel.
Send Miguel home.
Got your pedals?
Now we just have to find De La Cruz.
Yes.
Ha! Don't I know you?
Oh! That's for murdering the love of my life!
Who the?
She's talking about me.
I'm the love of your life.
I don't know. I'm still angry at you.
Hector, how did you...
And that's for trying to murder my grandson.
Grandson?
She's talking about me.
You!
Wait. You're related to
Hector?
The photo!
Ernesto legs it.
After him!
Security! Are you there?
You said love of your life?
I don't know what I said.
That's what I heard.
Papa Julio slides the legs out from under one guard, while Oscar pulls off Felipe's arms and wields them like nunchucks.
This is Senor, you're on in 30 seconds.
Imelda grapples with Ernesto.
Miguel, I have it!
The floor beneath Imelda's feet starts to rise up to transport her through the stage, just as Miguel is grabbed by a guard. Suddenly, Dante comes flying at them and knocks the guard's head off.
Hurry, come on!
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ernesto De La Cruz!
A TV camera turns on Imelda, broadcasting her face onto the vast screens.
Get her off the stage!
Imelda spots the security guards.
Sing! Sing!
The guards head up some steps.
Ay, de mi llorona.
As her relatives' jaws drop open, Miguel gives Hector a guitar.
Ay, de mi.
A guard shrugs at Ernesto, who gestures for him to get her. Imelda picks up the mic and starts down a second staircase. Imelda looks to Hector. Then the orchestra starts to play.
No dejaré de quererte.
Ernesto fumes in the wings as Imelda turns fending off the encroaching guards into a dance routine. Miguel gestures for her to bring him the photo, but Ernesto grabs her wrist, forcing her into a duet.
Ay de mí, llorona, llorona, llorona de azul celeste.
The crowd applaud, not realizing that Ernesto is holding her above his head to keep her away from Miguel. He spins her around and snatches the photo from her fingers. Ernesto has his arm clamped around Imelda, but she stamps on his foot and manages to take the photo back. Imelda throws herself onto Hector.
I forgot what that felt like.
You still got it.
Oh! Miguel, I give you my blessing. To go home, to put up our photos, and to never...
Never play music again.
To never forget how much your family loves you.
You're going home.
Miguel reaches out.
You're not going anywhere. Imelda!
Stay back. Stay back. All of you, stay back. Not one more step.
Daddy!
Ernesto, stop!
Leave the boy alone.
I've worked too hard, Hector. Too hard to let him destroy everything.
He's a living child, Ernesto.
He's a threat. You think I'd let him go back to the land of the living with your photo? To keep your memory alive? No.
You're a coward!
I am Ernesto de la Cruz, the greatest musician of all time.
Hector's the real musician. You're just the guy who murdered him and stole his song.
Murdered? I am the one who's willing to do what it takes to seize my moment. Whatever it takes. No!
Miguel!
Miguel!
Apologies, old friend, but the show must go on.
Ernesto has thrown Miguel off the top of a huge tower. As he tumbles through the air, the photograph of Hector is whipped out of his hand. Dante tries to catch him, but he's just not strong enough. Miguel is about to crash onto the ground when Pepita swoops in and he lands safely on her back. In despair, Miguel reaches out behind him, but the photo of Hector lands on the surface of some water and sinks into the inky black depths. Meanwhile, Ernesto steps out on stage, unaware that his murderous past and attempt to kill Miguel have been broadcast to the crowd.
Please, please, mi familia! Orchestra! A one, a two, a one...
Remember me, though I have to...
On the huge screens, the crowd see Pepita deliver Miguel safely to his family. Then, Pepita prowls forward and emerges on the stage, her eyes fixed on Ernesto.
Nice kitty.
She headbutts him, then flies above the crowd with him dangling from one of her talons.
Stop! Stop!
She tosses him up in the air, then kicks him so that he flies right into a massive bell.
No!
The bell falls from its rail and lands right on top of him. A late arrival.
What did I miss?
Good boy, Dante.
Miguel!
Hector! The photo, I lost it.
It's okay, mijo.
Hector! Hector!
Coco.
No, we can still find the photo.
Miguel, it's almost sunrise.
No, 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 I can't leave you. I promised I'd put your photo up. I promised you'd see Coco.
We're both out of time, mijo.
Oh, no, no, she can't forget you.
I just wanted her to know that I loved her.
Hector!
You have our blessing, Miguel.
No conditions.
No, Papa Hector, please! No!
Go home.
I promise, I won't let Coco forget you!
Imelda and Hector touch him with the petal, and Miguel finds himself back in the shrine. Sunlight is shining in through the windows, and Miguel spots the guitar lying on the floor. Grabs it, then runs out through the graveyard and the town, desperately racing to get home.
There he is!
Miguel, stop!
He frantically heads into the courtyard.
Where have you been?
I need to see Mama Coco, please!
What are you doing with that? Give it to me! Miguel, stop! Miguel.
He locks the door.
Mama Coco, can you hear me? It's Miguel. I saw your papa. Remember? Papa? Please, if you forget him, he'll be gone. Forever. Here, this was his guitar, right? He used to play it to you? See? There he is. Papa, remember? Papa? Mama Coco, please, don't forget him.
His family unlock the door.
What are you doing to that poor woman?
It's okay, Mommy.
What's gotten into you?
Miguel breaks down in tears, then throws his arms around his father's waist.
I thought I'd lost you, Miguel.
I'm sorry, Papa.
We're all together now. That's what matters.
Not all of us.
It's okay, Mamita. Miguel, you apologize to your Mama Coco.
Mama Coco?
He looks down at the guitar.
Well, apologize.
Mama Coco, your papa, he wanted you to have this.
Mama, wait.
Remember me. Though I have to say goodbye, remember.
Mama Coco's fingers start to twitch.
Make you cry, for even
look,
if I'm far away, I hold you.
The very old lady lifts her head and opens her eyes.
Each night we are apart.
She begins to smile, then sing along.
Though I have to travel far, remember me.
Coco and Miguel look into each other's eyes.
With you, the only way that I can be.
A tear spills down Abuelita's cheek.
Again, remember me.
Coco looks to her daughter.
Elena, what's wrong, Mika?
Nothing, Mama. Nothing at all.
My papa used to sing me that song.
He loved you, Mama Coco. Your papa loved you so much.
Coco reaches out to touch his face, and Miguel smiles through his tears. Coco opens a drawer and pulls out a book.
I kept his letters, poems he wrote me, and
the torn away portion of the family photo. Miguel puts the two pieces together, reuniting Hector, Imelda, and Coco. He closes his eyes with relief.
Papa was a musician. When I was a little girl, he and Mama would
could sing such beautiful songs.
Miguel hugs her. 1 year later. Ernesto's shrine in the graveyard has been neglected.
And right over here, one of Santa Cecilia's greatest treasures, the home of the esteemed songwriter Hector Rivera. The letters Hector wrote home for his daughter Coco contain the lyrics for all of your favorite songs, not just Remember Me.
In the ofrenda room.
That man is your Papa Julio, and there's Tia Rosita, and your Tia Victoria, and those two are Oscar and Felipe. These aren't just old pictures, they're our family, and they're counting on us to remember them.
Miguel is holding his baby sister in his arms when his abuelita places a photograph of Mama Coco on the shrine, alongside the picture of her with her parents. Miguel puts his arm around her. Hector is waiting nervously at the departures gate in the land of the dead.
Say that yes. I'm crazy.
He's scanned, and the family picture appears.
Enjoy your visit, Hector.
Last night it seemed...
Hector kisses Imelda, then turns to his white-haired daughter.
Papa!
Coco!
He hugs her, then picks her up and whirls her round before all three hold hands and join the other skeletons, making their way across the Bridge of Petals. Hector looks a little overwhelmed as the petals light up beneath his feet. Then the whole family join hands and make their way across the bridge. High above, Dante and Pepita soar through the sky, then follow the Riveras. In the land of the living, Dante and Pepita, now a seemingly ordinary dog and cat, walk out of an alleyway, then scamper into the Rivera's courtyard, where a fiesta is taking place. A smiling abuelita gives Dante a treat off the table while another family member scratches Pepita under the chin. In amongst the living relatives are the skeletal family members, who all smile at Miguel as he sings and plays guitar for them. A skeletal Mama Coco has her arm around her daughter, and Hector and Imelda dance until he takes hold of a ghost version of Miguel's guitar and joins in the song. The end.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me, don't let it make you cry. For even if I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you each night we are apart. Remember me, though I have to travel far. Remember me, each time you hear a sad guitar. Know that I'm with you the only way that I can be, until you're in my arms again. Remember me.
Only gone. Remember me and
let the love we have